This is the BBC.
You're listening to The Archers Omnibus from BBC Radio 4.
Debbie was really sorry to miss it.
Well, that's Lillian for you. Always the best show in town.
Not getting married because they love each other too much. Does it make any sense to you?
Very little my sister does make sense to me, Brian.
Their life to live the way they want, I suppose.
Yeah, I just hope they're still together after the honeymoon.
Still, it looks like Debbie's having a nice birthday. She's got some good friends over there.
Will she be able to stay in Hungary post-Brexit?
Well, she hopes so. Everything's still so uncertain, that's the trouble. Deep down, I think Jenny's hoping she'll be forced to come home.
But even if Debbie has to leave Hungary, it doesn't mean she'll move back to Ambridge.
A point I have tried to make, Tony.
Yeah, oh, there's your coat.
Oh, thank you.
And, oh, don't forget your presents.
We won't. By the time I get back from Grey Gables, Jenny will have them safely under the tree, I'm sure.
Grey Gables?
Yeah, Christmas drink with some of the BL board.
Right.
To be absolutely honest, I'm in no rush to get back home.
Really?
Kate's in a bit of a strop.
How can you tell?
Yes, very good. And it's just because Nolotando and I shot a few clays yesterday.
Oh, I didn't know she shot.
Well, she didn't until yesterday. But she was interested, so I dug out that 20-bore I gave Debbie and set up a trap.
Oh, Debbie never took to shooting, did she?
No. Bit of a wasted present, that one. But I'm glad I kept hold of it, because it turns out Nolotando's a natural.
Well.
Yeah, we had a grand couple of hours. But from Kate's reaction, you'd think I'd inducted her daughter into the Bader-Meinhof gang.
Jennifer says not to forget her Hermes scarf.
Oh, it's here.
Oh, thanks.
And what's this big news, Brian?
Sorry?
Something you ought to tell us yourselves?
I can't imagine, Pat. Unless it's being nominated as the Echo Borsetshire Business Person of the Year.
What?
Yes, they've chosen me.
You?
Well, obviously, one just tries to do one's best for one's business and the community. But it is nice when other people recognise one's efforts.
How did they come to pick you?
Oh, I don't know. Steering BL through uncertain waters, expanding Home Farm, feeding a hungry world, setting up an innovative family partnership, things like that, I expect.
We need to get off soon, Mum.
It's okay. Brian and Jennifer are just leaving.
This is to the homeless place.
The Elms, yes.
Oh, good for you. Of course, I don't like to brag about my own charity work, but I expect that was an element in getting the award too.
Award?
Oh, yes, Helen, no, you won't have heard. The Echo selected me as Borsetshire Business Person of the Year.
Oh, well, congratulations.
What charity work?
Well,
attending fundraising dinner dances at £100 a head was not quite the same as rolling up your sleeves and providing practical help.
We all do what we can, Pat. I better get a move on. Jenny, where are you? Because the chaps will be waiting.
Can you believe that? Business Person of the Year.
Jennifer's going to be absolutely insufferable. Or should I say even more insufferable than usual.
At least tonight we're going to be doing something worthwhile.
Henry's a bit hyper, I'm afraid.
Oh, not to worry. I'm sure we can calm him down before bedtime.
Best of luck.
Then I'll babysit so Tom and Johnny can go to the pub.
Thank you, love.
No, it's fine. You're the ones getting stuck in.
Roy, working hard so the rest of us can enjoy ourselves?
Yeah, well, goes with the territory. Is that your taxi?
They've texted me, so yeah, I believe so.
Good hope.
Are you working all over Christmas?
Well, until Boxing Day, then I'm heading up to Dad and Vicky's. Hayley's going to bring Abby over on Thursday.
Oh, that'd be nice.
Yeah.
Well, give my regards to Mike, won't you?
Yeah, will do, Brian.
Our former picker seems to be doing sterling work in the restaurant.
Lexi? Yeah, she's been a great asset.
I'm right in thinking you two are still an item.
We try not to make a big thing of it at work.
Still, must make a working Christmas a bit more tolerable. She's a fine-looking woman.
Yeah, I can't disagree with you on that. Anyway, better not keep your taxi waiting.
No, I'm sure he's keen to drop me off and get another premium price fare. Merry Christmas.
Yeah, and to you.
Oh, Roy.
Yeah?
That light, isn't that Oliver's suite?
Yeah, it is.
Well, I thought he was in America.
He is. New York.
Oh, right. Otherwise, he could have had a drink with us.
No, you're right. Housekeeping must have left it on. I'll go and sort it.
Oh, no.
Is anybody...
Oh.
Rye.
What are you doing here, Oliver? Did you miss your flight?
No.
You're not ill, are you?
No.
Then...
Look, you better come in.
Well, that was a very thorough briefing,
wasn't it? I didn't expect it to be quite so professional.
It's a shame we only get to do the basics today. Understandable, though.
We're dealing with vulnerable people, after all.
Yeah. How long did DBS checks take?
Weeks, I think.
Well, at least we'll be helping in some way.
Excuse.
Oh, sorry.
That's quite a plateful.
Yeah.
I did think with our background in food, we might be put on the meal service, though.
Maybe we will later. But for now, it's the clothing exchange. Where did she say? Through here and on the left?
Oh, there's Amy, look.
Oh, yeah. Amy, hi. Apparently we're going to be helping you for a couple of hours.
So, are you saying you made it all up?
Well, not entirely. Eleanor did invite me to New York, but... I turned her down.
Okay, but why hide away here?
I wanted to be near Caroline.
Oh, Oliver, of course. I understand. But not on your own, surely? Not at Christmas?
Yes.
Look, I'm on tomorrow. Maybe we could spend a bit of time together.
That's very kind of you, but I've had plenty of offers to be with people, and if that's what I'd wanted, I'd have accepted. But it isn't.
So what are you going to do, Rory? What about Christmas dinner?
Bailey's going to bring me some food.
Bailey?
He's the only one who knows I'm here, other than you, no?
You can't be planning to spend the day locked up in here.
Well, I've got my music. I might watch a film. Mainly, I just want to think.
Oliver.
You're a good chap, Roy, and I'm touched that you care, but I spun my little untruth precisely because I didn't want people fussing around me. They should be with their own families at Christmas. Not worrying about an old man.
It's so sad, though.
No, honestly. I just want to be on my own.
You're very welcome, Luther. Take care. That was amazing, wasn't it? Did you see the smile on his face? I've never seen anyone so pleased by a couple of pairs of socks and a second-hand fleece.
Makes you think, doesn't it?
I'm so glad we decided to do this. Aren't you?
Yeah.
Are you all right?
Yeah, I'm... Actually, I think I'll just...
Helen?
I just need some fresh air.
Amy, do you think you could just hold the fort a minute? Helen's... I just want to make sure she's okay. Sweetheart, what's wrong? Was it too hot in there?
No, it's not that.
What then?
I'm being silly.
Helen?
Seeing Luther and Annie and the others... I mean, obviously I didn't know them, not individually, but I felt I knew them.
What do you mean?
They reminded me so much of some of the people I met in prison.
Oh, love.
People who never had a chance in life. Broken homes, brought up in care. I mean, they're stuffed from the start.
Or just... one stroke of bad luck, like, what was his name? The welder who was laid off.
Frank. Within a few months, his whole life had just disappeared from under him.
There, but for the grace of
you
God.
You know, for some of the girls, prison was actually a relief. They'd been in such nightmare situations before, at least they were safe for a while.
Oh, like Kaz.
Yeah, and others. They had nothing, Mum, literally nothing. Compared to the way they'd be living, prison was... Well, you can't say heaven, that's ridiculous, but they were warm and clean and had three meals a day. I just feel so guilty.
Guilty?
All the privileges I've had in my life.
There's nothing to feel guilty about. Remember, you had a horrible thing happen to you that changed your life
but
forever.
I have a family, Mum. A supportive family.
Well...
but most of the clients here haven't got that. I wasn't much support, was I? Not when it was happening. Not when you were in prison.
Well, you couldn't help that. It was just the way the law worked.
I felt so helpless.
Oh, I know.
You needed me so much and I couldn't do a thing.
But I didn't just have you, did I? Dad, Tom, Gran. I had so many visitors. He'll be visiting Annie while she's staying here. No one.
No, I don't suppose so.
And it worked out all right for me in the end. You shouldn't feel guilty. I never doubted that you loved me. And you were there for me when I came out.
Thank you. And I'm certain that some of these people will get back on their feet too.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm sure they will.
And this little bit of support they're getting from us, perhaps that'll be a stepping stone back to a better life for them.
I hope so.
Look, Helen, if it's too much, you don't have to stay. Go home. I'm sure Alan would give me a lift back to Ambridge when we're finished.
No. No, I want to stay.
Really?
Look at what they're having to cope with every day. I'm just having a bit of a wobbly flashback.
Are you sure, love?
Absolutely. Come on. Let's dish out some socks.
We're back.
Oh, hello, you two.
Hi, Dad.
I'll switch this off.
You don't have to.
Oh, it's all right. I've seen it before. And nothing on the box is as good as the sight of our tree, anyway.
Oh, well said.
Where have the boys been?
Oh, Tom and Johnny or Jack and Henry?
Jack and Henry.
Well, they took a while to settle down, if I'm honest. In fact, Henry's only just stopped fidgeting. Mm. But what can you expect? I was just the same when I was a kid.
We all were.
So, how did it go at the Elms?
It was wonderful, wasn't it, Helen?
Mm, really rewarding.
Oh, good.
Met a couple of real characters.
And some very committed helpers. Mm. It was quite humbling.
Well, I'm glad you enjoyed it.
We did. In fact...
Yes?
We got so much out of it that we've put our names down to help with the lunch tomorrow.
Tomorrow? But that's Christmas Day.
Oh, yes, Tony, that's rather the point.
What about our Christmas dinner?
You can cook it.
Me?
And Tom and Johnny. The three of you together should be capable of roasting a turkey.
Oh, hold on, Bailey. Just coming.
Merry Christmas, Oliver Sterling.
Merry Christmas, Joe. Hello, Nick.
Merry Christmas.
What are you doing here?
We're staging an interception.
Intervention, Joe. Look, we've come to take you to Grange Farm.
Oh, no, I've already said.
We know what you said.
And you're not going to spend Christmas there on your own. We won't let you.
Well, how did you even know I was here? It was Roy, wasn't it?
We ain't prepared to reveal our sources. Now, come on, put your shoes on.
Look, I know you mean well, both of you, but if I'd wanted to join you today, I'd have accepted your invitation. I'd really rather be on my own.
Well, listen about you.
I do wish people would... What?
This is for Joe's benefit, isn't it, Joe?
Ah.
Well, how do you make that out?
Well, if you insist on staying here, locked in your lonely cell...
It's a luxury hotel, Joe, not strange ways.
Well, it'll spoil my whole day. I'd be all guilty and worrying about you.
You wouldn't want that, would you, Oliver?
Well, there's really no need.
I could even eat no dinner, I'd be that upset.
Oh, Joe.
And you may not realise, but I'm 96, eh? Not much chance I'll be around in a year's time.
Oh, don't say that.
So, if he wants to ruin me last Christmas on this earth, we'll just close this door and walk away. It's up to you.
Jack's happy, isn't he? And that aeroplane's a definite hit. Isn't it, Henry? Henry?
What?
Don't say what, dear. Say pardon.
You like your aeroplane, don't you?
It's not an aeroplane. It's an X-Wing.
Well, just perhaps see if you can find a less destructive way to play with it.
Boys will be boys, Pat.
Actually, Peggy, we try not to use that sort of gender stereotyping. Helen's very keen that...
Maybe not today, Pat.
No, okay.
Helen seems very happy anyway.
Well, it's the first Christmas without the shadow of you-know-who hanging over her.
You can tell it's made a difference.
Oh, is that an X-Wing, Henry?
Yep.
Look out, there's a TIE fighter on your tail.
I'll get you.
I've been hit. I'm going down.
I will.
Oh, dear.
Helen said she's nearly ready.
I didn't realise you'd be here today, Johnny.
Yeah, I'm off up to Leeds tomorrow.
And then, when Johnny comes back, he'll be starting level 4 of his apprenticeship. Did we say, Mum?
Oh, good for you.
Yeah, well, let's hope I'm up to it.
I'm sure you will be. Did you happen to see Chris anywhere?
No. Is she here?
Oh, where's the blessed woman got to?
Is everything all right, Peggy?
She's been really quite difficult lately. Ever since, well, you know, the money thing.
Well, Christmas can make money worries worse. Expectations are high.
I don't know why she can't just accept a gift with good grace instead of coming over all proud and stubborn.
It can't be easy for her. Anyway, I'll be off in a couple of minutes.
Oh, where to?
Well, Helen and I are working at the Elms homeless shelter.
I thought that was yesterday.
Oh, well, we enjoyed it so much we volunteered for today as well.
Who's going to cook our Christmas meal?
That would be me.
And I'm going to help.
Mummy, have you ever cooked a Christmas dinner, Tony?
There's a first time for everything.
You'll be fine.
Oh, it's just I'm not used to cooking for so many, though, and it's such a special meal.
Well, I can do it.
No, Peggy, men can cook too, so I've heard. Especially when they're left detailed instructions.
Oh.
And Helen and I won't be back till 4, so there's plenty of time.
William, do us a favour and put Ollie outside for me, can you?
Oh, sorry, Oliver.
Oh, that's all right. It's Ruby she seems to have the problem with, not me.
Yeah.
So, where are your little ones?
Oh, not so little now. Jake and Mia are at their dad's.
You must miss them today.
Yeah, well, we take it in turns over Christmas, and well, they have a good time, so that's the main thing. And Poppy's helping Clary with dinner.
Ah.
Well, you know, I say helping.
And Will was saying he's got his hands full with the Boxing Day shoot tomorrow.
Yeah. Are you going?
I'm not here, Nick, remember?
Oh, no, of course. Yeah, some friends of Justin Elliot are going. Brian said they've got to be well looked after.
Fancy a drink, Oliver?
Oh, well, yes.
Good man. He got that.
I was thinking maybe a cup of tea.
Oh, no.
Well, isn't it a bit early for cider?
It's never too early for Tumble Tussock. Oh. No. Clary wants to know if there's anything you don't eat.
Add more milk or breadcrumbs to get the right consistency. Does that look right to you?
Don't ask me. Mum never used to make bread sauce.
Oh, the spuds! Turn them down!
No,
it's all right, I've got it. Pass me that cloth.
Don't know why we need those as well as the roasties.
Oh, no. We've got to have mash as well. Gran's orders.
Do you need a hand?
Well...
No, Mum, we're fine. Aren't we, Johnny?
Yeah.
Oh, that trifle looks very impressive.
Oh, I can't take any credit for that, I'm afraid.
Gran made it yesterday.
Pear and chocolate tiramisu.
Oh, how exotic.
Yeah. Well, Mum, if you want to help, why don't you relieve Tom with the children for a bit?
Oh, I suppose so. I am getting rather tired of that tune.
Jack's keyboard.
Doesn't seem to play anything else, Tony.
No, well, perhaps you could get him interested in another toy.
All right.
Yeah. Okay, what's next?
Baste the spuds.
Baste?
Just turn them in the fat.
Oh, okay.
Oh, cloth?
Oh, yeah. Oh, these are looking a bit dark. Oh. That's hot.
Oh, did it get you?
No, I'm all right.
Oh, think we'd better put them in the other oven.
Oh, I could just drop off now.
Well, Clary's having a nap. Why don't you?
You could use my bedroom if you like.
No, that's all right, Joe. But that really was a splendid meal. Now, I insist you let me wash up.
Oh, no, you won't. You're our guest. Clary would go mad if I allowed you to wash up.
Oh, you're very kind. I'm sorry for being such a Scrooge earlier.
Don't worry about it.
I'm very glad you persuaded me to join you, even if it took emotional blackmail.
Emotional blackmail? I don't know what you mean.
Sweetie, Oliver.
Oh, I couldn't. In fact, I'm never going to eat again.
You need to work off some of that turkey. And I know just the thing.
Didn't Pat say they'd be back by four?
Yes, she's just texted me.
They're about to leave.
So I'm taking the turkey out to rest. See? It's all under control.
Put it over here.
Have you used every pan in the house, as well as both cookers?
Oh, don't start, Mum.
You should wash up as you go. I could have done that for you.
Thank you.
You're going to need a bit more space to start serving up.
I'll take the trifle through to the dining room, shall I?
Oh, that's a good idea.
Okay. Then we can start to put things
in. Oh, Johnny, look out!
Oh, I saw it, I saw it.
What's that?
Just a bit of fat from the potatoes.
On the floor? That could have been a death trap.
I'll wipe it up. Now, we don't need Pat's notes anymore. Oh, my God.
What?
What is it, Tony?
She'd written on the back as well. We've forgotten the stuffing.
Oh, can't we do it quickly now?
Oh, it's far too late to make it from scratch.
We can't have Christmas dinner without stuffing.
Why don't you ring Jennifer?
What?
See if she's got any left over.
Oh, no, I'm not going up to Home Farm begging for some stuffing. No doubt I'd be treated to a side helping of Brian boasting about being Borsetshire Big Head of the Year or whatever he is.
But this is an emergency.
Absolutely not, Mum. And Pat must never know about this.
Oh, Tony.
I mean it.
Oh, very well. So, who else in the village is likely to have over-catered?
Oh, this is ridiculous. I may never walk upright again.
It's good for you.
Spin it again, Dad.
Left foot yellow.
My left foot's already on yellow.
Move it to another yellow.
Yeah, but that's at the other end of the map.
You should have been quicker, Oliver.
Oh, all right, I think I can... Oh, dear, oh, dear, how undignified. I can't imagine what Caroline would say if she could see me.
Oh, I reckon I could.
Yes, so could I.
She'd be pleased you was having fun.
Yes, for such an elegant, beautiful girl. She was never stuffy.
Oh, she liked to laugh, that's for sure.
So, do you like another game?
I think I might unwind myself for a couple of minutes first.
Oh, not a bad idea. And how about a top-up?
Eddie! Yeah, do you mind if I do?
Right, call me in up, and then we'll do best of five.
Haven't you got a lot of cards? I've barely sent any this year.
What's wrong, Joe?
Eddie's getting very free and easy with a tumble tussle. There'll be none left for us at this rate.
Oh.
Well, is that any way to behave to a man who celebrated...
Don't say last Christmas, Joe. Might work on Oliver, but it won't work on me.
Hey, look who I found.
Hiya, Johnny.
Merry Christmas, everyone.
Yeah, well, what brings you here, then?
It's just possible you might be able to save Bridge Farm's Christmas.
What?
And along with it, mine and my granddad's skin.
Sprouts?
Down here, next to the parsnips.
Right you are, dear.
This all looks marvellous, Tony.
I'll get the gravy and tell Chris to come through.
Thanks, Mum.
So they are talking now.
They bonded over the Queen's speech.
Thank goodness.
Roast and mash as instructed.
There's a bit of room at the end, Johnny.
OK. The roasts are a bit well done, Gran.
I'm sure they'll be fine. Oh, I've never seen carrots quite that shape before.
Oh, yeah, I cut those. I didn't right know what you meant by diagonal.
They'll taste just as nice. I can't wait to try that stuffing. Looks very different from my usual.
You know, you have to allow me some room for manoeuvre.
So it's your own recipe. Oh, hidden talents.
Yeah. I'll tell Tom, Helen and the kids it's ready, shall I?
Thanks, Johnny, and well done yourself.
No sweat. Well, maybe just a little bit.
He's been a star.
And so have you, Tony. Thank you so much. Helen and I feel we've done a lot of good today and couldn't have managed it without you.
Well, you didn't give me much choice.
I know. But I want you to understand how much I appreciate it.
I does look good, though, doesn't it?
And I know it's going to taste delicious. Well done.
It's on the table. You know,
I may not be business person of the year or anything fancy like that, but I bet Brian wouldn't have been able to knock up Christmas dinner for 9 people.
I'm sure he wouldn't.
I'd rather be plain old Tony Archer any day of the week.
And I wouldn't have it any other way. Happy Christmas.
Get off! Get away! Get away! Off! Off! Oh, I don't believe it.
Dogs!
Yeah, 2 young labs charging around, terrifying the birds.
Oh, Will.
But by the time I chased them off, they'd had a field day.
Oh, how awful. Did they kill many of the birds?
A couple. Most of them just flew away.
Oh, that's a relief.
No, it ain't, Nick.
But if it was only a couple...
Oh, look, the birds ain't going to go back there anytime soon. So we won't be able to shoot that drive today.
Oh, I see.
And it was Spitfire too.
So can't you just shoot another drive instead?
Oh, we'll have to. Won't be as good, though.
Eat your breakfast, eh?
One thing's for sure. Brian ain't going to be happy about it.
Yeah, but it's not your fault. You can help it.
Yeah, that don't matter. If the shooting's not up to scratch, it's always a keeper who gets the blame.
So Tom's not coming back straight after?
No, he's going to stay for a couple of days on Bobby's farm.
So close to Oxford, it makes sense.
Anna, she's going to the conference too.
She?
Yeah, Bobby's a she.
Oh, do you think there might be something...
She's married.
Oh.
So don't get excited, Tony.
I just wondered.
You've got the Nuffield in common, but that's as far as it goes. Right, have you finished with that?
Oh, yes, thanks.
And Shula and Alistair are in an ice hotel.
Mm, jealous?
No. Oh, perhaps just a bit.
I wonder how the Brookfield lot felt getting a Skype call from Norway.
David and Pip are off to Darrington this week.
Oh, well, that'll certainly make up for it.
They're looking at Dom Morris's parlour, see if they can get ideas for their new one.
2020 Herringbone beats the Northern Lights any day of the week.
Right, I'm going to carry on clearing out the old calf shed. Honestly, the stuff I've found in there, rusty bikes, John's old kayak.
Have we still got that?
You don't have to do that today, do you?
Well,
surely you could put your feet up.
No, I could do with the exercise, you know, after eating so much yesterday.
Well, I don't plan to do much. Maybe a walk later.
No, that's fine. You take it easy. See you in a bit.
Yeah, bye.
Mummy.
Itchy feet, Mum.
Sorry?
Well, maybe you should have had that trip to London, like Dad suggested.
No, it's not that. It's just, you know what this time of year's like. You look back and think what you've achieved and you look forward and wonder what's to come.
You just need something to get your teeth into. You know, like Dad and his Anguses.
Maybe. I'm not sure what, though.
Oh, you finished, Jack? Well done. Can you chuck that cloth over?
Catch.
Got it. Right, thanks. Right, young man, let's get you clean. Mum?
Yes, love?
If you've not got a lot on, would you be okay to look after the boys for a bit?
Yes, of course.
Thought I might give Dad a hand clearing that shed.
Really?
Yeah, he's not the only one who ate a lot yesterday.
Well, okay, if you want to. I won't have time for a project with the little scamps around.
Well, you never know what might be around the corner.
A dream catcher? What the... What on earth do I want with a dream catcher?
You're asking the wrong person, Alitando.
And a book on mindfulness.
Yeah, your mother keeps going on to me about that too. I'm afraid it just makes me mindful of a large scotch.
She ignored all the things I'd asked for, and I'd even written a list.
Yes, I know. Look, I'm sorry yesterday wasn't a roaring success.
Oh, you can say that again.
Well, come on, let's just see if we can make up for it today. Are you excited?
I am.
Do you know, I can still remember my first shoot. Although, of course, that was in the early 15th century with muskets.
Well, I'm sure this is going to be better.
I know your mother isn't desperately happy about you coming out.
Well, she just doesn't get me, Grandad. At least you gave me a good present.
Ah, thank you. I don't think you can go wrong with money for youngsters.
Although, you know it was £20 short.
I beg your pardon?
You still owe me for our bet about Auntie Lillian.
No, I don't.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't. Look, as I said at the time, the wedding didn't happen. So if we're being pernickety, actually you owe me £20.
I don't think so. Hello?
Not at all. Yes, all right. Down, down.
Oh, you're gorgeous, aren't you? Oh, the point is, Justin and Lillian got together and everyone had a big party to celebrate. What's that if it isn't a wedding?
Your gran hasn't wasted any time, has she?
What?
No sooner Christmas over, but she's straight into interior design mode.
Oh, Granddad.
Lord knows what my office is going to look like by the time the Echo photographer arrives.
Oh, don't change the subject.
Where did those dogs come from?
Over there.
Evan Drexler brought them.
Justin's friend.
And remember, we need to make sure he has a good time. And his brother.
But... yeah, okay.
Okay then, right. Let's get on the transport then, Will, all right?
In a minute. Just one thing.
Yeah?
I've had to make a last-minute substitution.
Of what?
Bankside instead of Spitfire.
We're not shooting Spitfire?
No. Sorry.
But it's our best try. Bankside's not a badge on it.
Yeah, I know, but... you see, when I was out on my rounds, first thing, Spitfire, it was... well, there just weren't many birds there.
Why on earth not?
I don't know. Maybe something disturbed them? Poachers?
On Christmas night?
Well, something. But he certainly wouldn't have shot well anyway.
Oh, the guns are going to be very disappointed about this.
Yeah, well, there's nothing we can do about
it. Are you going to tell them or do I have to?
Oh, this is going to be trickier than I thought.
Problem?
Oh, the feeder pipe for this trough rusted right up.
Oh, dear.
Not surprising, I suppose. It hasn't been used for ages. Should have given it some TLC along the way.
Well, you weren't to know you were going to need it again.
No.
Have you got any replacement parts?
I'll have to hunt round the workshop.
Because you want it sorted by tomorrow, don't you?
Ideally, yes.
There won't be any plumbers' merchants open today.
I might be able to find some bits. If not, we'll just have to run a hose in here for a day or two. It won't be the end of the world.
Okay.
Anyway, sorry, Helen. You were saying?
Yeah, just about Henry's birthday.
Which is next...
Tuesday. Oh. We're going to have a tea party here with some of his friends.
Ah. So while it's happening, I might want to go somewhere quieter. Like a steel foundry.
Something like that.
Thanks for the warning.
Am I okay to straw down?
Oh, no, better not, in case I need to do any soldering.
All right. Oh, Mum is going to be so surprised.
Yes.
Dad?
Well, I just hope I've done the right thing.
Well, let's hope this drive's better than the last.
Bankside?
Hmm.
I thought it was great.
Yes, you did well there.
So...
it was ideal for someone reasonably inexperienced. No offence, Nolatanda.
No worries. I am reasonably inexperienced.
Yeah. But the pros really want more of a challenge. And the thing with Spitfire...
That's the one we didn't do.
Yeah.
Okay.
It always delivers fast high birds. And they're the ones that give the guns the most sport.
Right. Yeah, I see.
Okay to start, Brian?
Yes, let's get on with it.
Right you are.
All right, Nolatando, load up then.
Okay.
And now, I'm afraid losing Spitfire cast a bit of a shadow over the day.
Well, not for me.
No. You've been a breath of fresh air. Several of the guns have said so.
Really?
And it's not just your being half everyone's age. They respect a good shot, whatever the background. Yours?
Okay.
Yes, well done. Very clean.
Thanks.
Right, if you hit the next one, maybe I will give you that £20 I owe you.
Ah, brilliant.
Yeah, I didn't have quite the right kit.
But a bit of irrigation pipe does the job.
Necessity is the mother of improvisation. You can straw down now if you like.
Righto.
Helen, Tony.
Shh.
You're not still in here. Good Lord.
Hi, Pat.
This place is transformed. What are you planning for it?
Oh, you'll have to wait and see.
How mysterious. Henry, don't wander off, darling.
Good walk, Mum.
Yeah, we had a lovely time, haven't we, Jack? And while we were out, I made a decision.
What about?
I'm going to start volunteering at the Elms. Regularly, I mean.
Oh.
Yeah, I've already spoken to them, and they're sorting out my DBS. Yesterday was good, but handing out some clothes is really only scratching the surface. It's the regulars who are doing the real work.
Oh, good for you.
I don't want to play around with it. I want to make a real difference.
So, how was it?
Oh, don't ask.
Oh, well, never mind. I've made sure.
It was exactly like I said it was going to be.
Really?
Yeah, the guns were disappointed not to be shooting Spitfire, and Brian wasn't happy. I knew it.
Oh, well.
Do you know the worst thing?
What?
Them two dogs that caused all the trouble in the first place.
Yeah?
Guess who they belong to?
Well, I've no idea.
Only Justin's, mate.
What?
Yeah.
Well, how did they get into the drive in the first place?
Oh, you tell me, Nick.
Oh, didn't you ask?
Oh, I couldn't say anything, could I?
Well, why not?
We were meant to be looking after him. I can hardly go slagging him off in front of everyone.
But if it was his dog...
And it was obvious Brian thought I'd come up with a feeble excuse for not shooting Spitfire.
Well, you didn't tell him the real reason.
How could I? I just said when I checked, there weren't many birds. You could tell he thought it was because I'd fouled up somehow.
But it was that idiot's fault for letting his dogs run wild.
Yeah, of course it was. But you can't go around calling one of Justin Elliott's best buddies an idiot.
That really doesn't seem fair.
Well, welcome to my world.
Do you want a beer or something?
Oh, Brian didn't even give me so much as a thank you at the end. And do you know how much tips I got?
How much?
£90.
Well, that's not bad.
It were over 400 last Boxing Day.
Oh.
Well, I'll rely on that to pay for Christmas.
Well, don't you think you should go back to Brian and explain?
No.
You should be punished just because one of his guests can't control his dogs.
It just don't work like that. Think I will have a beer, thanks.
Right. Oh, well, look on the bright side. You'll be able to make up for it for the New Year's Day shoot.
Well, I just hope nothing screws that up.
Why should it?
Well, being a gamekeeper, it's like being a football manager. Only takes a couple of bad results and the writing's on the wall.
OK, straight back now.
Helen says she's thinking of doing more at the Elms too.
That's it, whoa, whoa.
Well, obviously she'll be more restricted than me with the business and the children, but I thought it was lovely of her to want to do it.
Yes, of course.
So, what is this then? Some calves for you to bring on?
Actually, it's not for me, Pat. It's for you.
Me?
I just hope I've done the right thing. Merry Christmas.
Oh, my goodness.
They were a bit of an impulse buy, to be honest. Ever since I made the phone call, I've been worrying about it.
Is this... Are they a Christmas present?
Yes.
For me?
Yes.
But you've given me a present.
Well, this is your proper one. I know it was a long time ago, but I remembered how fond you were of Uncle Hayden's goats.
They're beautiful, Tony. What breed are they?
Sarnens. And they're both milkers.
I was always going on at Hayden to make a goat's cheese. He never did. Maybe I could give it a go.
So, you're pleased with them?
I'm delighted. Oh, thank you.
What a relief. I was worrying we might have to sell them straight on.
Well, after all the work you did converting the shed, no
way.
Shall
we show them their new home, then?
Yes, let's. Come on, then. Out you come.
Oh, taking their time.
Having a good look round.
Let's try this. Come on, ladies.
Oh, here they come. Yeah.
And there's hay in the rack when they're ready for it.
They really are lovely, aren't they? I'll give them a chance to settle in, then I'll milk them.
They're meant to be good milkers and very calm-natured, too.
What a lovely surprise.
That's it.
We need at least one table's worth of floor space for the band, possibly two.
Right.
So, with these last-minute bookings, we're effectively over capacity in that room.
Not everyone likes to have music playing while they're talking, do they? Especially older people.
No.
So, why don't we ring round and offer guests the chance to eat in a separate quiet room away from the band?
Yeah, that should work, shouldn't it, Linda?
Well, probably. I'll go and see what Kathy thinks.
Okay.
Kathy said the menus are all going to have Ian Craig at Grey Gables branding.
Yeah.
After the success of your Christmas menu. All those lovely reviews.
Yeah, that's right.
She wants to carry it through the new year.
That's the plan.
So, why are you not happy about it?
No, I am.
You don't seem very happy.
No, I'm thrilled, obviously, but... Lexi, why do people have kids if they don't want them? Well, just as I was arriving, two guests leaving, almost dragging this little girl, screaming blue murder.
The little girl?
No, the parents, and the mum especially, really shouting at her. I mean, she was only little. I don't know what she could have possibly done that deserved that level of discipline. It just seemed a bit unfair.
On the girl, or on people who would like to have children and would treat them well?
A bit of both, I suppose. Well, it's not my place to say, really, but...
Are you on tonight?
I am.
Would you like to have a quick drink afterwards?
Yeah, why not?
Right, I'm off.
Well, lucky you.
Not really. Dress rehearsal starts in an hour.
How's it going?
Do you really want to know?
Yeah.
If I'm honest, not great. Linda's making it really hard work.
Oh, dear.
She seems to think she's in some Ibsen tragedy, not a village pando.
I heard she was being a bit of a prima donna.
Some people reckon our only chance is if the boiler's still out of action and the whole thing has to be cancelled.
After all your hard work?
Sometimes you have to hope for the lesser of two evils.
Oh, please. Don't be like this. Oh!
Did you want a cup of tea, Pat?
Oh, Tony.
What's up?
I can't get anything out of her.
I thought you'd been a long time.
I've tried everything. She's kicked me. She's knocked the bucket over.
It's okay, don't worry.
Yeah, but look at the size of her bag. She obviously desperately needs milking.
Yes.
She could get mastitis. She could die.
Oh, calm down, love. We're not there yet. Let me have a go.
Oh, I don't see why she should be any different with you.
You're upset now. You know animals can sense it. Come on, stand up. Did you ever milk Hayden's goat?
No, I only ever fed them.
Oh, that's probably just a knack. Right. Come on, girl. You know it's good for you. Ow!
See? What on earth are we going to do?
Oh, you're good. Still cycling at this time of year?
Oh, it isn't very far, Kirsty. And it's not too bad if you wrap up well.
No, I guess not. Did you have a good Christmas?
Lovely, thank you. The first Christmas day for some years in which I didn't have to work.
Oh, that's nice.
Did you know Leonie and James have been staying at Ambridge Hall?
Yeah, you mentioned it.
Mm. Did you get some nice presents?
Not bad. My mum and dad got me a
new... Robert is always so good at choosing gifts. I'm looking forward to using the spiritual home vouchers he gave me.
Oh, the earth in the dirt.
Kate's Holistic Treatment Centre.
Oh, sorry. Roy calls it that once and it sort of stuck.
Oh, do excuse me, won't you?
Oh, yeah, no problem. I'll see you at the hall.
I'll be on too. Linda Snell speaking.
Linda, it's Tony Archer here.
Oh, hello, Tony.
Slightly random question. Do I have a recollection of you having goats in the past?
Indeed I did. Demeter and Persephone.
And were they females?
They were.
And you milked them?
I did, although this was some considerable time ago.
Right. I wonder if I could ask you a big favour.
Thank you for coming over so quickly, Linda.
Oh, that's all right. It's obviously something of an emergency.
Well, I think Tony explained.
Yes, sir.
You took delivery of them today, but you're having trouble milking them?
I tried for... must have been 40 minutes.
I had a go too.
But to no avail?
Nothing.
We just ended up upsetting them and ourselves.
I see. Hello, girl. Feeling a bit uncooperative, are we? Adjusting to your new home.
I'm afraid you're not really dressed for stock work, are you?
Oh, don't worry about that, Pat. And let's see what we can do with you.
Do you want me to turn her?
No, no, this is fine. It's easier from the back. Now then.
Oh, yes!
I don't believe it.
That's better, isn't it?
We were trying from the side.
Like a cow.
And were you perhaps pulling on the teats?
Well, yes.
Yes, well, it's more of a squeeze than a pull. Like this.
No wonder she was unhappy.
What a relief.
I'm sure you'll get the hang of it.
Thank you so much, Linda.
Yeah, you're very welcome. Now, I've got to get to rehearsal soon, which means I am a little tight for time. So shall I quickly do them both and then I'll come back early tomorrow so I can teach you the technique properly.
If you wouldn't mind.
It will be my pleasure.
I can't tell you how grateful I am.
We both are.
In fact, Tony, do they have names?
Not as far as I know.
Perhaps we could name one after Linda.
Oh, what a charming idea.
What about the other one, though? They can't both be Linda.
Do you have a middle name?
Well, yes, actually, I do.
What is it?
Scarlet.
Scarlet?
I know. My father was something of a fan of Vivian Lee.
Gosh. Well, Linda and Scarlet it is.
Ah, what an honour. Thank you.
No, thank you. You really are a treasure.
Why am I the one that has to distract Fairy Knight? Carabosse. Trousers. Oh, I'm sure I'd have been better in the rescue party than... Oh, no! Here she comes!
And so, my royal revenge continues! With the princess suspended in a death-like sleep, and that callow youth Florizel bound in chains, misery will continue to reign over the land!
Good morrow, mistress! Have you ever...
Oh, they live for 100 years.
Hey.
Not a smile will crack their simple faces.
Hang on a minute, Linda. That was my cue.
Yes. Well, I just thought it needed a few more lines to emphasise the depths of despair into which Carabosse's actions have plunged the nation. So then the rescue, the kiss and so on, have significance not just for the principal characters, but the wider hinterland.
Oh, Linda.
Oh, please, let me just try this, Kirsty. And don't worry, I will cue you.
Though they live for 100 years, not a smile will crack their simple faces. Tears will they shed, bitter tears, as once I wept for my lost fairy innocence. But lo, who is this person at my portico? That's you, Kirsty.
Good morrow, mistress. Have you had an accident that was not your fault? We may be able to help.
Actually, Kirsty.
What now?
It might help you to sound more masculine if you...
Linda, we really haven't got time for this.
So, Roy's in Birmingham now?
Mm-hmm. He left this morning.
Did he manage to stay out of Oliver's way before he left?
Oh, no. Oliver found him yesterday.
Did he, you know, shout at him for giving a secret away?
Actually, no. Oliver had a very nice Christmas day.
Oh, well, that's good. Oh, but look, I'm afraid I'll have to head home after this.
And me.
It's been a long day and a long month.
And where are you now with the baby plants?
Oh, well, Adam had the fertility test last week.
And?
Yeah, passed with flying colours.
Please tell me they're still serving.
Yeah, you've got about 5 minutes, Kirsty.
Oh, thank God for that.
What, is Neil all right? He looks like he's been hit by a bus.
We're all totally banjaxed.
The rehearsal was not good.
Awful. Everyone was in such a state by the end, we didn't get to run through the walk down. So Lord knows what that's going to be like.
And what about the heating?
Fixed, damn it.
So what's going ahead?
For good or ill. Sorry, I'm gasping.
Yeah, sure.
Fallon, if you're all drinking, I get a large
rest. Ian.
Yeah?
Adam's test. Is that not a good thing?
Well, yeah, of course it is.
You are one step closer to having your own baby.
Yeah, totally.
But perhaps you still wish it could be your...
Yeah, that's what I would have preferred.
And it angers you when you see children being parented in a way that you don't agree with.
Well, look, you see it all the time, don't you? People who just pop kids out who have no real interest in them.
I understand. Those who are with their children all the time but do not appreciate them.
Oh... Lexi, of course, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to...
No, don't worry. I knew taking this job would mean missing Christmas with my girls.
Some parents just don't know how lucky they are.
Yeah, but think of this. You are lucky, too. You have Adam. You have a lovely home and the best work colleagues.
Yeah, well, that's true.
And you are in a position to explore the options to have your own child. That is a good position to be in. Next year, you might be celebrating your son or daughter's first Christmas.
Yeah. I'd like to think so.
Uh-huh, and I guarantee to you, once that baby arrives, it will not matter the way in which it got here. It will be yours, and you'll love it with all your heart. Who knows what 2018 may bring?
Oh,
think he's in the sitting room. Yes. Brian, this is Mr. Wyver.
Christian.
From the Echo.
How do you do, Christian?
Very pleased to meet you. What a lovely room.
Thank you.
So, as I explained on the phone, I'm going to be doing quite an in-depth interview today, and that'll appear in our print edition next Thursday.
Yes.
All themed around the Borsetshire Business Person of the Year Awards.
Ah, splendid.
And we'll be following that up over the next 12 months, checking in from time to time on how your year's going.
Well, sounds wonderful. I'd better leave you to get on. Would you like some tea or coffee?
Coffee, please.
And for me, Jenny. Thanks.
Oh, there's some lemon and ginger biscuits fresh from the oven.
Marvellous.
Do sit down.
Thank you, Mr. Aldridge.
Oh, Brian, please.
Brian. And before we start, Brian, can I say how thrilled I am to get this brief?
Really?
Oh, yes. I've admired your work for some time now.
Well, that's very flattering.
Especially your chairmanship of Borchester Land.
Have you now? Well, Christian, do feel free to ask me anything you like.
Thanks for this, Eddie. Christopher was going to help me, but he got an emergency call.
No, no problem.
Horse in Galton twisted a shoe, so he had to rush off.
No, I wasn't doing much, Neil.
It shouldn't take long with both of us. The Ark's down here. Are you looking forward to tonight?
No. You?
Not really. I've been wondering why I ever said yes to Alan.
Me too. Mind you, I bet he's wishing he'd never volunteered to direct. We could all do with the Great Escape.
Do what?
You know, tomorrow night at the ball.
Oh, yeah.
Still, I got a secret weapon which might make Carabossi just a little easier to bear.
Yeah? What's that, Ben?
Just you wait and see.
There's such a lot of nonsense talked about Brexit. I don't fear it at all.
But with so many farmers dependent on EU subsidies to survive, surely the sector's bound to suffer when we leave.
You see, you put your finger right on it, Christian. Who wants to be dependent? And since we went into Europe, farmers have been treated like children. We've been told what to grow, where to grow it, how much. It's all regulations.
Yes.
And the bureaucracy. I sometimes think the main crop I've produced over the last 40 years has been paper.
That's a great quote, Brian.
And we've been forced to put up with it because Brussels jingles the money bag. Well, let's make our own decisions, stand on our own two feet.
But aren't you worried about the imposition of tariffs on our lamb, for example? Isn't France our biggest customer?
Well, yeah.
And what about the opening up of our market to low-quality, low-welfare stuff from the rest of the world?
Well, I'm not saying everyone will cope. There may well be some shakeout in British agriculture.
Small farmers going bust, you mean?
Oh, I think some small farmers might do very well. Oh, sometimes it's the bigger ones that can struggle.
And what would you say are the prospects for Home Farm and the Barrow Estate?
Well, I'm confident if we stay efficient and keep our costs down, we'll be fine.
Okay. Let me just check the recorder. Yep, still plenty of battery. So, could we move on to a rather lighter topic?
Of course.
You featured on the front cover of Borsetshire Life recently.
Ah.
Dressed in a way we don't generally associate with someone of your reputation.
The town crier outfit, yes.
You weren't worried about being made a figure of fun?
No, no, not at all, no. No, I think it's important to retain a sense of humour. And a sense of humility, too.
Yes.
I mean, I may be a very successful businessman, Christian, but I'm also a humble resident of Ambridge. Always ready to play my part in local events.
That's very commendable.
And for example, tonight, Jenny and I are attending the opening night of the village pantomime.
Oh, great fun.
Yes, that's what she keeps promising me.
Oh, I'm sorry to interrupt, but the photographer's ready.
Oh, right.
Shall we take a break from the interview then?
Yeah, if you like.
Perhaps some shots in your office first, where the magic happens?
Of course. Through this way.
Thank you.
Gosh, this is organised.
Yes. I have to admit, it's not usually quite this tidy.
You want it to look nice for your readers.
I may never find anything ever again.
OK, if Frank sets up over there, perhaps we could have you sort of perched on your desk.
What, like this?
Then we can see those family photos in the background.
Oh, yes, I am pleased.
Family's obviously very important to you.
Oh, yes, absolutely, yeah. We're very blessed to have so many of our family close at hand, aren't we, darling?
Oh, very much so.
And, of course, we've recently set up a family partnership to help me run the business.
Yes, I'd like to talk to you more about that. It must be wonderful to function so well as a family unit.
Yes, absolutely.
If I do the follow-up articles, hopefully I'll get to know some of them too.
Oh, You'd be featuring the family.
I don't see why not.
Oh, how lovely. Oh, what a wonderful start to 2018.
Isn't it?
Zip me up, will you, Neil?
Oh, just a second.
Oh, I'll do it, Eddie.
Oh, thanks.
Oh, it's all right.
Oh, it's like everyone's getting ready to go over the top. Not go on stage and entertain our friends.
Oh, well, can you blame us after last night?
Well, I know a surefire cure for stage fright.
It's not stage fright, it's Linda fright.
Hey, where's Alan?
Well, I think he's with Barry and Nathan.
Yeah, they found something new to argue about now.
Oh, great. What everyone needs is a nip from my hip flask.
Some hip flask.
Yeah, it's actually a bottle of Croatian brandy.
Oh, you want some cups?
Oh, talk, Kirsty.
Christmas present, was it?
Debt of honour. I've got Terry Two Phones to thank for this.
Terry Two Phones?
Well, that isn't what his missus calls him, of course.
What does she call him?
Terry.
Oh, yeah.
Because she don't know about the other phone, if you get me drift.
Oh, like that, is it?
So, down the hatch. Oh, fruity.
Yeah, well, good health.
Cheers.
My godfather.
Yeah, that'll help you forget your troubles.
Oh, help me forget my name, more like it.
Don't worry, there's plenty for everyone. Hey, I could get this in a hip pocket, you know.
Get away.
If I borrowed my dad's trousers. Yeah,
well, he does like them baggy.
Never mind a bottle. You could fit a whole barrel in there.
What on earth is that smell?
Watcha, Linda. Fancy a cheeky overture and beginners and loosen you up a bit.
I don't wish to be loose, thank you, Eddie. I wish to be poised.
Please yourself.
And you should know that alcohol is very bad for the vocal cords. You'd do much better to perform a series of warm-up exercises with me.
I'll have one of them.
Yeah, me too.
There's enough for everyone.
Oh, let's have another one of those.
And me? Yeah. I think I might want to forget this whole night.
On the occasion of the 18th birthday of our delightful daughter, the Princess Aura...
Aura Scoop!
Aura...
Aura Film!
Aurora!
Oh, well done, Clarence! I knew you had it in you!
We do hereby proclaim that throughout our territories and dominions, all spinning wheels are henceforth banished!
Well done, my royal husband!
Thank you, my queen. That will protect our precious child from harm.
You beggar. Princess Oraby.
What is he like, Kirsty?
They loved it.
What about you, treading on me dress?
Well, I didn't mean to.
It nearly came right off me.
Got a laugh anyway. Took a bit of focus away from Linda and the christening scene, so that can't be bad.
Oh, here she comes again.
So, the king thinks he can cheat fate, does he?
What's she talking about?
Does he not understand that my curse flows from a heart broken by the indifference and disdain of others?
That's not in the script.
At fairy school, I only wanted to be accepted. But the other girls mocked me.
Where's all the wicked plan stuff? They're meant to be booing and hissing her.
Gradually, my goodness withered away.
You know what she's trying to do, don't you?
What?
Get them on her side.
Until all that was left was hurt and sadness.
But she's meant to be the baddie.
I know.
Flipping heck.
One Merlot.
Oh, thank you.
I warn you, it's pretty ghastly.
Brian.
So what did you make of that? Is it me, or are there two shows happening simultaneously?
Brian, I was next to Nick Grundy in the queue for the loo, and she wasn't at all happy.
Well, I'm surprised. I don't know whether I'm watching a knockabout pantomime or a psychological tragedy.
No, not about the show. About the Boxing Day shoot.
What about it?
Well, remember you came in moaning that you couldn't shoot one of the drives and Will had put another one in its place?
Not enough birds in Spitfire, he said, though he was very unconvincing as to why.
It's because two dogs had got in there at first light and chased all the pheasant away.
Oh.
The same two dogs that Justin's friend turned up with later on.
Evan Drexler?
Yes.
Do you know, those dogs were terribly undertrained. Shouldn't have been anywhere near a shoot. And frankly, Drexler barely knew his breech from his cocking rod.
So is it true that Will hardly got any tips that day?
Well...
And that you didn't even say thank you for his efforts?
Well, if he'd explain...
No, but how could he? He was under strict instructions to make sure this Drexler man had a good time.
If I'd known the facts, I could have dealt with it appropriately.
Yeah, rather than jumping to conclusions and punishing an innocent man.
Well, I'll put this right, Jenny, I promise.
Well, make sure you do. But, Brian...
Yeah?
Don't let on how you found out. Nick would be mortified if Will realised.
Yeah, all right, I'll be discreet.
Good.
Do you want another one?
I thought you said it was ghastly.
Well, it's growing on me. Oh. Pat, another Merlot, please. And make it a large one.
Well, that all ended happily, didn't it? Carabos defeated, Florizel and Aurora married, and happiness returned to the kingdom. And that Percy, turns out he's not such a fool after all. Maybe there'll be another wedding very soon. But for now, thank you and good night.
Well, I've seen some extraordinary performances on that stage. But Linda, I really don't know what to say.
Me neither, Brian.
Come on, smoke down music. We need to get in some sort of order. Eddie, Neil.
Oh.
You come over here.
Where?
Here, next to him, Eddie.
All right.
And Kirsty, you next to Harrison.
Oh, can't we all just go home?
Certainly not. Now, fairies, behind them. Susan in the middle. Come on, our audience is waiting. Townsfolk, don't all stand and gaggle. Make two lines. Tallest at the back. Yeah, well, someone needs to, since Alan can get around.
Well, that was a disaster. Lord knows what the reviews are going to say.
Oh, never mind the reviews. What are our mates going to say?
Two more nights of this? We're going to need a bigger bottle.
No, Eddie. There isn't enough alcohol in the world.
Yes, you understand me, don't
Lindy?
You?
Is everything all right?
Oh, I was just sharing my troubles with Salieri and Constanza. They're such sympathetic listeners, aren't you? Yes.
Troubles? Yes.
Well, oh, well, not troubles exactly, just a degree of uncertainty.
What?
My performance last night.
Oh.
Well, if I'm honest, Robert, I'm having something of a crisis of confidence.
And why is that?
Well, I really thought I was on peak form, but somehow I got the feeling that the audience wasn't always in tune with me. Actually, quite often.
I see.
What did you think?
Well, they were a pantomime audience. It may be they didn't quite grasp the, well, you know, the depth and subtlety of what you were trying to achieve.
Trying? Do you think I wasn't succeeding?
Well...
Well, please be honest with me, Robert. I can take constructive criticism.
Are you sure?
Absolutely. An artist must always be ready to improve.
All right, then. Well...
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, it's okay.
Oh, it's a review. Tristram Hawkshaw's write-up.
Of last night? That's quick, isn't it?
Well, Janice said she'd email it to me as soon as it appeared. Now... Let's see.
Lindy, I do wonder whether you might do better not to read that.
Although it was not sustained throughout the whole production, early scenes had a certain ramshackle brio, enabling us to forgive the occasional misspoken line or drop cue.
That's because we're all bro.
A comic song from... Eddie Grundy, in the dame role of Queen Edwina, was a particular first act highlight.
Oh, well done, crack your game.
Thanks, Harrison. However, it was the performance of Linda Snell as the antagonist Fairy Carabos, which cast the greatest shadow over the proceedings.
Here we go.
A shadow of true dramatic depth, which I, for one, have seldom seen matched on the amateur stage.
True dramatic death!
Miss Snell's multi-layered interpretation elevated this folksy offering transforming it from the traditional jamboree bag of dusty tropes into a poignant examination of social exclusion and the true sources of sociopathic behaviour.
Does that mean he liked it?
It means he liked her, Jazza.
Oh, man.
Miss Snell single-handedly brought a degree of psychological verity
to what might otherwise have been a moderately entertaining evening of unchallenging hokum. You've seen the review, then?
Yes.
Good evening, everyone. Mm. Is Alan around?
He's giving Susan some notes.
Thank you. I want to make sure he's seen this. I had every confidence, you know.
Do what?
That it was right to delve deep into my character's backstory, motivation, super objective, and lay them bare for all to see.
That's an image I could deal with it.
I'd encourage you all to take the same approach. Although I do appreciate that may be asking a little too much of amateur performance. Fallon, do you know where Alan is?
Oh, my, she's going to be totally unbearable now.
Oh, we've got to bring her down a peg or 12. And this is how we're going to do it.
Friends of ours go skiing in Bulgaria every year. Pamp something.
Ah, Bambarovo.
Yeah.
I worked as a chalet girl there when I was a teenager.
Oh, what a coincidence.
It's very beautiful.
Yeah, I'm always rather envious of their photos.
Well, look who's escaping.
Sorry?
Well, you know, this is the great escape.
Oh, yeah. I hadn't thought.
Hi, Alexei.
Hi.
Although I am surprised to see you here, Robert. Wouldn't you usually be over at the village hall watching the panto?
Well, you know, I did see it yesterday. And I'll see it tomorrow, probably.
Right. Drinks. Alexei?
Vodka and tonic, please.
Robert?
Yeah, I'm all right at the moment, thanks.
Lager, Ian?
Yeah, why not?
Looks like we might have a bit of a wait.
So, you're not working tonight, Ian?
No, my only night off this week.
And what are you escaping from, Adam?
Me? Nothing. Well, there is a rather strange atmosphere at Home Farm, but it's good to see you.
I don't want to spend the evening in my little room with Grey Gables.
Roy's still away?
He is. So I thought I would give this great escape a try. It's a British custom I was not aware of.
No.
What?
Well, it's not so much a British
custom. Rather more local than that.
Yeah, this particular local, in fact.
Jazz, are you legend?
Shh, yes, she is, no.
So, Lorizel thinks that he will save the sleeping princess.
Off you go, Jazz, mate.
But I have other...
Afternoon!
Jazz, Percy, the palace jester. I wasn't expecting you.
No, I'll bet you weren't.
So, where is Prince Florizel, pray tell?
No idea.
I've got a scene with... I must be seen with him.
He might have gone for a wee nap, or maybe he's gone on holiday, or ran off and joined the police.
Oh, there you... Ah, I hear the prince's unsuspecting laugh. He may have put this jester in my path, but I have magic power to paralyze. Good fellow, kindly look into my eyes.
What?
I touch you with my wand against your head.
Oh!
Right. It makes your limbs to go completely dead. So with this spell, you are rooted to the spot and you can't move. No, not a single jot. Understand? You can't move. And now, fair youth, I insist you join me here.
Ah, Linda! Oh,
come on.
Look
out here where the nice ladies and gentlemen can see you.
Yeah, all right.
That's better.
I pray you, sir, will you assist a poor widow?
What ails you, woman?
My donkey cart has shed a wheel. Could you mend it for me so I can take my wares to market?
And where is this cart?
In yonder wood, but a furlong distant. Do follow me.
Oh. The panto will be finishing soon. Better get back over there. Get over there.
Okay, Robert, it's nice to see you.
And you. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Night. Bye. He seems a very nice man.
He is.
Deserves a medal for putting up with Linda.
Oh, I love this song.
They'll be dancing on the tables any minute.
I wonder if Freddie's going to play it on Sunday.
Oh, you know, he's DJing here on New Year's Eve.
Oh, good for him. Would you two like another drink?
Actually, you know, I'm famished.
Yeah, I knew those snacks wouldn't be enough.
Hey, how about we head home and order a Chinese?
Fine by me.
You'd be welcome to join us, Lexi, you know, to thank you for the other night.
I didn't do anything.
I heard differently.
Are you sure?
Of course. And while we're waiting, we can open the present Brian gave me.
Oh, what's that?
A very decent bottle of single malt.
You think you can escape my clutches? No one defies the will of Fairy Carabosse.
Percy, take your good queen and flee to safety.
We flee, my prince.
No, we stay and fight to the death.
What?
Your Majesty, please save yourselves. What I do today, I must do alone.
Oh, all right then. Come on, Percy, we can get a bus at the bottom of the road.
Even better. I think I see the king waving at us.
And so, you bested me once with your magic, evil fae. But now I have good magic on my side. And an enchanted sword to do my bidding.
Foolish boy. Fairy Buttercup's magic is no match for mine.
If I had been there, it would have been unlucky.
What?
Oh, yes. You must have an odd number of people round the table on Christmas Eve.
I don't suppose it's turkey.
No meat at all at that meal, which suits Nevenya, as suddenly she is vegetarian.
Yeah. What does your mother make of that?
Fortunately, she is a very tolerant woman. This is what you don't realize. When you are waiting for your baby, you think you can, like a clay pot.
Mold them.
Exactly. But when they come, instantly they are themselves, an individual.
You'd have liked to have been there, though, Lexi, bad luck or not.
Yes, but that was the arrangement when I took the job. I Skyped, of course, but they had a great time, and that's the important thing.
I'm sure they understand.
You can have your own Christmas when you get home. The people are more important than the date, aren't they?
Yes, they are.
Top up?
Oh, thank you.
Oh, we've made quite a dent in it.
You're right. It's very good.
Ian?
No, I shouldn't. But, yeah, go on.
Well, we're not just waiting for our baby. We're waiting for the whole thing to start.
Yeah, there's just so much uncertainty. It's really wearing.
I'm sure it will happen for you soon. Kuzmet.
What does that mean?
Good luck.
Thanks.
Who knows? In another life, maybe I could have had your baby. Oh, at last, the food. I'm starving. I must give you some money.
No, you're our guest. I'll go. Ian, could you sort some plates out?
Huh? Yeah, sure.
Chopsticks or forks, Lexi?
Night then.
Just one more performance, Eddie, mate.
Yeah, I suppose that's something.
Too right.
You three.
Oh, God. Oh, now we're in for it.
Sorry, Canny Stubb, I've got an appointment with a pint.
This won't take long.
But it will.
I know what you were doing, you know.
Doing, Linda?
Oh, don't play the innocent, Harrison. You were challenging me, weren't you?
Oh, maybe.
Being in the presence of such superior dramatic talent, I can understand you feeling threatened. Or triple threatened, if you will.
Triple threatened?
Oh, the classic triple threat is a performer who acts, sings and dances, whereas I write, direct and act, all with equal skill.
Right.
So, no hard feelings. But now that I've proved I'm a match for your shenanigans, I take it there'll be no need for them tomorrow.
Oh, fair enough.
We'll behave.
Jazza?
With this, it.
Good.
Can we go now?
Yes. Good night.
Did you say a pint, yes?
Right, I think I might join you.
Walk this way, gents.
Until tomorrow.
There you are.
Robert.
Linda, that was amazing. Your improvisation in the fight scene was quite extraordinary.
Oh, thank you. Equaled, perhaps, by my quick thinking in the christening set piece.
Yeah, of course, it was mesmerising.
You know, I feel as if I've scaled new heights tonight.
You certainly did.
Heights I didn't realise I was capable of. The muse has well and truly taken hold, Robert. I think this is the start of a whole new, exciting chapter for Linda Snell.
This is the BBC.
Hello, I'm Michelle Hussein, and if you're looking for an excuse to lie in the morning, well, you've found it. The Best of Today podcast is how you can get the highlights of our programme anytime, anywhere, at home, on your commute, while you're out and about. So don't be left behind, and don't miss out on interviews like this one.
Do I have to speak faster? Because I'm a slow speaker.
No, not at all.
Okay. But, do I need the British accent?
But if you start using long pauses between the answers, you're probably going to get the face.
Are you, let me see the face. Oh, okay. I don't want to see that face.
Subscribe to Best of Today from wherever you get your podcasts and start downloading now.